Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to another night of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, Dr. Connie is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss any part of this show, you can find it in the replay in the archives by going to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. If you'd like to call in for a reading later on in the show, you can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. All right, all yours, Dr. Connie.
Thank you, Mark. Good evening. This is Dr. Connie McNeil. My website is www.drconniesays.com. On my website, I have a couple of prices for readings, one for a half an hour and one for an hour. And starting tomorrow, I have really felt that it was something that being requested to do to do a 20% off for my hour-long reading. I know as we enter the holidays, it's a very stressful time for a lot of people. So I do want to be of service to anyone who would like to avail themselves of my therapy and intuitive work that I do. So if that's something that you feel led to do, you can get on the website and put in a different amount of money than the bullet that's there. So if you have any questions, you can certainly send me, post something on my website as a question, or my email address is drconniesays.com. And you're more than welcome to shoot me an email with any questions. I'm always amazed at the angels and how they work, and when we avail ourselves and are open to their leading, how we end up in places that we didn't expect us to be. And that's where I feel I am tonight. I had a conversation with my mother earlier this evening, and she is not well. She has been ill. She was in the hospital. She was convalescing at my aunt, her sister. She's been trying to go back home and take care of herself, which she was doing before she got sick. And it's just not working. She's just not, doesn't have the strength and the stamina. And for the first time speaking with her, she actually sounded like an old lady. And she kept repeating herself and making these funny little noises that I had never heard before. And she just sounded not like the vibrant woman that has been, you know, been my mother. She's in her mid-80s. And has always been able to do almost anything and everything she wanted to do. So this is not the same woman. And, you know, I talked to the angels about, as I always do, what do you want me to share, and what is in the highest good, and what is it that you really want to get across well today? And the angels kept coming back to me, and they wanted me to reiterate that this season that we're in right now, this autumn season, for many of us is just a time of really looking at where we are and really looking at what we want to create and being willing to go into a place where we will let go of the things that no longer serve us. And for a lot of us, that fear or an old mindset. Fear of being alone, fear of not having a job, fear of not getting enough money, fear that whatever, you know, fill in the blank. And what the angels are encouraging us to do is come to the place where we're willing to embrace the unknown, to the point that we don't worry about the future. Not that we don't prepare for it, but that we don't stay in a constant state of trying to get into our intellectual self and trying to figure out and trying to outthink God and the angels. I was working with a woman one time. She was my client, and she had an issue with anxiety. And I grew as she was preparing for her wedding, and it was one snafu after another for an entire year. And she kept getting put in these situations that would cause her to be anxious. And, you know, we kept having a long talk that in order for you to face your fear of whatever you have, if it's fear of I'm never going to find a mate, if it's fear that I'm never going to have enough money, if it's whatever that is, the angels will put you in situations where you are face to face with the things that fear that you fear, because only in that way do you find your way out of it. So if I'm afraid that I'll never find a great relationship, then the angels may want me to spend alone time to find that being with myself is a pretty darn good thing, and that the what I was seeking in a relationship was not only the companionship, but what it was also the fear of, okay, now you have to be here with me so that I don't have to be alone. So if I have a fear like that, then I will be put in situations where I may find myself alone so that I work through, I'm pretty darn good all by myself on my own. And you can fill in the blank with whatever, whether it's a job, money, health, so whatever that is, one of the things that the angels are asking of us in this autumn time is to be willing to go into a winter without knowing everything that's going to happen, to be in the gray, to trust that God's got our back and the angels have our back, and that there is a higher purpose to it, that we are not a cosmic joke, that the angels are not withholding from us what we really want and our heart's desire just because they can't, because there's a mean streak in them, or just because we're not good enough, or just because whatever that voice in our head, wherever that goes with that statement. So this is an exercise in not only trusting the angels at a different level, but if I can get out of my fear of, and again, I'll just use a relationship since I started with that. So if I can get out of my fear of, I'm never going to be with someone that I really love, and that ceases to become my focus because I'm finding that I'm more comfortable within myself and I know that I am enough, And then when my great person comes, it's a much better relationship. But as I sort of let go of arguing with the angels that I want what I want when I want it, and I want it right now, then I can focus on my life purpose. I can focus on being in service to other people. I can focus on what is for my highest good. I can focus on how can I serve the planet. How can I be a voice for change for a planet where the natural resources are being used up too fast, and in a few years, the world that we are going to hand to our children and our grandchildren is we're going to hand them a red hot mess. If we don't start to take a look at what the angels really want for us, and the thing that they do not want for us is to be stuck on, yeah, but I don't have what I want when I want it. Yeah, but I'm lonely. Yeah, but I don't have enough money. Yeah, but I don't have a job. Yeah, but I... Because all of that is going to be taken care of. You will get the desires of your heart. And as you grow and stand in your own power, it's possible that your desires will change. Or what you thought you wanted in a job, that job just doesn't sound really good, but gee, this job over here really kind of sounds cool. So this autumn season, it's letting go of those things that no longer serve us, and it's from the inside out. But we will be put in situations that we are going to be confronted with the thing that scares us the most, because that is the block that keeps us from standing in our own power. And we all came with a purpose. We all came to learn life lessons. We all came with a desire to be the best we can be. We just have to get all of the blocks out of the way, and that's what the angels are doing to a lot of us in this season. I know, because I hear it, I know that a lot of people are coming to me, and they're coming to other people, and they're saying the same things about, it's just so hard, and I'm working so hard, but I don't feel like I'm going anywhere, and I feel like I'm sitting in the cosmic timeout chair, and I'm spinning my wheels, and nothing's happening. This is the time when the angels are wanting to work with us if we're willing and allow them to do this. To start shedding the stuff that no longer serves us. And one of the ways to do that is we're going to have to face the thing that scares us the most. And we will be set up. We will be cosmically set up for that to happen. And I know Mercury is still in retrograde for a few more days, and I know that things are kind of, you know, fly off in weird ways anyway during this time. So during this time when the Earth is kind of being shook up anyway, this is the time the angels are going to kind of shake us up as well. So just know that your biggest fear, if you look at things that are surrounding in your life, it could be the angels are actually, and you can use this as to your advantage of, okay, now that I'm here, now that I'm facing my fear, whether I wanted to or not, here I am, teach me what I need to learn so I don't have to go through this again. Or if I have to go through it, I go through it at a different level. The angels, because I don't usually pull cards, but I actually pulled cards because I was so knocked to the side by listening to my mother in this conversation that I just had with her. But I really felt like I needed to ground. And so these are direct messages that I got from really what I think that the angels are telling a lot of us, is not only to face the future and really not know what's going to happen, but know that God's got our back, but also to confront what you've been avoiding. It could be people, places, things. It's, again, this whole idea of letting go of things that no longer serve us. So if I'm living in fear of telling my boss that I really want a raise, or telling my neighbor, gee, you really got to get rid of your smelly cat, or whatever it is, that fear of whatever we're avoiding also keeps us focused on my fear instead of moving past it, so that I learn my lesson and I can move on to creating what it is I want to create. Because right now, if I'm living in my fear of having to talk to my, you know, my mean neighbor who has the messy cat, then I'm sort of stuck there, and I can't move past it until I make the decision that I'm going to confront what fears me. And a lot of the times when we decide to make this confrontation, we don't have to. Sometimes it's not the point that we have to confront somebody or something. It's just the fact that we're willing to do it. And a lot of times when we're willing to do it, God says, and the angels say, okay, that's all I needed. I just needed your willingness. I just needed you to be able to shift and have a different mindset and step forward into your own power. And now that you're willing to do that, you don't even have to talk to the noisy neighbor now. You know, we're gonna send lots of cat stuff to clean the bad cat. So notice areas in your life that you are avoiding. Notice areas in your life where you are fearful. Also, notice areas in your life where there are opportunities. For some of us in this time, it's doors wide open, let's go. You wanted this particular job, or you wanted this particular type of relationship, or you wanted this particular type of, great, move in this direction. You see that there's little things swirling over here about this great job opportunity. Go sniff that out and see if that's what you want. So it's not all gloom and doom. So there are going to be opportunities for us that are going to advance us into what it is we want to create. We just got to know what that is. We have to be so clear, crystal clear about it, that if you ask me where I live, I could draw you a map. And I could give you the physical address. I could give you what it looks like. I could give you everything about it, because I know exactly where I live. We get to do, when we're in creation mode, is to be that clear on what it is we are creating. I'm creating this job that makes this much money at this location. Here's what the office looks like. Here's what my commute looks like. Here's what the people around me, this is the type of people that work around me. This is the goal that we have. It's that crystal clear. So when we're in a situation where we're willing to face a gray future and we don't know what's there, and we're willing to stand in our power and confront those areas, little opportunities start popping up. And we get to be mindful and we get to be aware of our circumstances and what we're creating so that we see the occurrences that happen that validate that we're on the right road. So that's another thing that the angels really want us to do, is look for the opportunities. And then look at your life, like kind of step back and look at it subjectively. And it'll give you an idea of areas that you need to tweak because you're not real pleased with where you're at right now. It'll also give you areas that are going great and you go, I want more of that. And, you know, and to stay in that area as well. One more thing that the angels are asking us to do is to set boundaries so that we're very clear on who gets in our space and why we allow them there. Some of us, our space is like Grand Central Station, and anybody that wants to come in to our personal space or ask us, you know, to think nothing of just assuming that we'll always be there for them whenever they call. So it's part of standing in your own power and knowing the magnificence that you are, that you know when you're giving too much, or you know when you're not giving enough, not only to others but to yourself, so that there's a very clear kind of energy field around you, and you can invite anyone into this energy field that you want, but your goal is to attract people that are going to edify you and build you higher as you edify them and build you higher, and you build them higher, not someone that's going to come in and suck all of the energy out of you and then walk away feeling great and you feel drained and, you know, like you just got hit with a tornado, but you don't quite know why. So it's realizing who you are and what you are, and that we are energy, and that there is an energetic exchange not only with people but also places and things, and being able to work with that energy so that we keep what we need for ourselves, and then we're still able to give to other people. So if we were able to do those four things of facing the unknown, and it's okay to be afraid. This is not a journey of fearlessness. This is a journey of courage. This is a journey of being afraid but doing it anyway. You are not going to be asked to do anything that you can't do with the help of God and the angels and a powerful support team that is there to love and nurture you. You may not be, you know, you may not get all your questions answered, and you may, but you've not, this is not a solo journey. So you don't have to feel like that you're going into the unknown all by yourself. Although part of the time that you're in the gray, it will be you and God and the angels, because that's where you learn to fight some of your demons is in that space. And then knowing that you're strong enough and powerful enough to confront things that need to be confronted and to let go of things that need to be let go of, so that you're not dragging dead relationships and hurts and wounds and fears and old mindsets that no longer fit for you, and fear that you're going to upset somebody or someone's not going to like you or whatever it is, that you don't have to drag that in with you into the winter time as all of this newness, this new journey and this new mindset kind of gels and grows and works within you during the winter time. So it's not in anyone's best interest to drag a bunch of toxicity into your nice clean, you know, your nice clean new environment. And watch for the opportunities. Watch for the opportunities to learn. When you get in a situation and you go, I don't like this, then there's a lesson to learn. And when you get into a situation and you go, wow, this really feels fantastic, then you know that you've learned enough lessons to get there, and now you just get to keep growing. So wherever you're at, it's a win-win because you're at a space where you get to learn and you get to grow and you get to emerge from a lot of the burden that you've been carrying for such a long time. And I think that's a big message that the angels want to give us, is we don't have to carry so much. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to live in the what-ifs. We don't have to try to think so hard to think of every single way that we can work our way out of a situation, and then we're exhausted and we're still in the situation when we could have given it to God and let God and the angels, through grace and love and wisdom, just intuitively guide us into a way that we never would have thought of before, which actually usually turns out to be the best. So this is a time of change. This is a time of a call for courage. And it's the angels are waiting with open arms to guide us and work with us and hold us and love us and speak to us and teach us. So it ain't too shabby. It's really, really not a bad place to be. Mark, if you're there.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you ready for a break?
I'm ready for you to do whatever it is you do at the half-hour mark.
All right, let me figure that out.
You have time. You have
This is Mark Ross, and you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. She is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To find out more about this show and other shows that are on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. You ready for some callers?
I am ready.
You are ready. Excellent.
I am ready.
All right, Mary.
Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing good. My mother passed away 17 years ago on Halloween. And
oh,
we
I'm
still,
so sorry.
Oh, no. We still celebrate it. I mean, it was her favorite holiday. My dad, being the Pollock that he was, passed away on April Fool's Day.
Oh.
So we have a joke in our family about holidays. So,
yeah.
But I thought it was just kind of apropos to call in tonight. I'm one of those that's in the boat that has lost everything. I mean, I'm at the point where it's thy will be done.
Mm-hmm.
I had 3 hip replacements, medical bills, lost my home, bankruptcy, you know, everything that goes with those. And I'm ready for the next step. I'm just, you know, ready. But I'm having a difficult time getting in touch with, you know, what's next. Maybe it's just patience on my, you know, but I feel like I've done, you know, everything that I feel that I can at this point. And I just wanted to see what you felt or what message you might have. And talk
well,
to
I'm
you
very,
I'm so sorry. I'm very happy to do an angel reading for you. What I do sense is that the angels are talking to you, and it's you are being led intuitively.
I couldn't have made it this far. Yes, I believe
right.
that.
Right, and it's more of I'm not getting what I want fast enough, and it's like what I was saying before. It's the angels are still wanting you to embrace your future and embrace the unknown,
uh-huh.
and not know what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
So I got new earbuds, and my earbuds keep falling out. So excuse me. I hope I'm not making a lot of noise, but I'm shuffling the cards. I'm using the Archangel Michael cards.
Beautiful.
So I just want to see what he has for you. But I really feel that you're in a good place, and that you're going. Everything is going to be okay. I do feel that. But the angels are talking to you a lot. One of the things that Michael is asking you to do is just decide, even though you're in the gray, and even though you're not where you want to be and things are not the way you want, that you can decide to be happy now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That happiness is a choice.
Correct.
And there's a all I'm getting right now is that your mom says your mom is doing well, and she's safe, and she's feeling very loved, and she's in a really good place. Sorry. That kept coming through harder.
I didn't get that last part. What was that?
That was coming through louder than your mom was almost like trying to push through and saying, tell her it's a hi. Tell her I love her, kind of thing.
Happy holiday, Mom. Happy Halloween.
But there's a lightness in you. There's a real belief and a trust. And what Michael's wanting me to do is rely more on that belief and trust. And just know that even though you're not where you want to be, you're going to be okay, and you can decide in the happiness, positive thoughts are automatically put in place. Do you live in New York?
I'm in Utah.
Oh, Utah. Perfect. Okay. Then you can get outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting out and, like, doing a desert quest, getting out and finding a solid place where you can really just be in a meditative state,
mm-hmm.
and really express your concerns. There's a lot of sacredness in the land in Utah. So it's
yeah.
getting in touch with
yeah.
it. Even taking your shoes off and putting your bare feet on the ground,
right.
you know, and really getting that close to nature. But if you, I know you're already resting, but your mom's okay, but you did want to say hi. And to decide that everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be, and then really taking that desire that you have and the meditation and really making it a focal point of being out in nature and getting in touch with the spiritual side of you that way.
Okay. Yeah, it's real difficult physically for me to do things, but I do a lot of meditation, a lot of grounding and getting out, you know, when I can. So I believe that. I mean, there's a lot of sacred places here. I mean, we know the history here, and our mountains all the way to the deserts and lakes.
Right.
So, yeah, I just right. felt like right now it's just almost everything's just pulled back almost, that I'm not connecting right now. And I just don't know whether it's, you know, part of the process, you know, the trust, like you said, or, you know, there's something
more. I think it is. No, it's nothing more than that. It's nothing more.
Please God, I can't be through anything more.
Right, I know, but it's as hard and as easy as
mm-hmm.
just deciding that this is an okay place to be. God's
mm-hmm.
got my back, but really grounding yourself in that.
Okay.
Not just superficially being happy, but really getting a sense of this is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And because
yeah.
you're in a deeply spiritual area of being able to draw the energy from the ground and the plants and the air and everything around you
mm.
in pulling that sacred energy in to help ground you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I do. I mean, we went out to the Great Salt Lake a couple of weeks ago and even got some water from there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trying to just connect. And I just feel like I'm just like I'm missing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like this close to it.
Mm-hmm.
But something's just not, I don't know. So
if you turn, it's your attitude. I mean, it's your thought process right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I know I'm connected, then on the big train of life, my emotions are the very last thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I may not feel connected, but that doesn't mean I'm not connected.
Right. Yes. Okay. I believe that. I believe that.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking my call tonight.
You're very welcome.
I guess I need a validation then for where I'm at and what's, like you said, all the energies right now are just so skewampus. I guess that's the closest word we can get right now, but maybe just more grounding, I think, too. So.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you again.
You're very welcome, Mary.
All right.
All right. Have a blessed evening. Thank you so much.
Hey, Pam, you're on.
Hi there. So happy to be here.
Thank you. So happy to hear you. How can I be of service to you this evening?
I would very much appreciate some insight on the angels available to me at this time.
Like the physical names of them or what you want them to do?
That would be great, but if that's not available, then how they are helping me at this time and what they would like for me to focus on.
Okay. All right, I'm going to use my angel therapy cards for you then. And it would be good for you to breathe from
okay.
the diaphragm. Breathing is because that will call in, that will help call in the angels. It's when we're breathing from our diaphragm, it's like we're, it's evoking a lot of power. So you can certainly, as you're inhaling, just ask them to make themselves known to you. And a lot of times it'll be a name. It'll be a name or a color or a thought or a something. All right, one of the angels that is working very closely with you right now is Archangel Raphael. He's the angel for healing. He's emerald green. So if there's something going on with you where you're feeling stuck or you're feeling like you cannot express yourself.
Yes.
And what Archangel Raphael is helping you to do, if you would work with him, is to visualize yourself overcoming whatever it is that's got you stuck.
Okay.
And feeling like that you have a voice and you have the power and the right to voice your thoughts.
Okay.
You are an earth angel, and there's a definitely an assignment that God has for you to bring peace and to bring love and to be of service to other people. But being stuck and not feeling like you can express yourself is blocking you from doing that. So when you inhale, just imagine that you're breathing in emerald green, and that in every cell in your body that you feel this energy flow through you, not only just as you're inhaling and exhaling, but in every down to your toenails, up to your up to your scalp. Breathe in Archangel Raphael's healing, which I don't get the sense that it's physical for you, even though he's the physical healing, but I get the sense that it's more than that with you. And if you can get past that, then you can delve into your earth work.
Okay. That feels right to me.
Ma'am?
That feels right to me.
Yeah, but I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that you are not alone. On my website, Mark did do an excellent meditation on meeting your guardian angels. And you're certainly welcome to go on my website to free download and listen to that and do the meditation. And if that would help open you up and expand you to meeting other, not just your guardian angels, but other angels as well. I have a sense that you would meet there. Okay.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so
well,
much.
You're very welcome. You and I are on the same journey. We're both Earth Angels. So you're my sister soul out there. So I'm honored to be, working with you. So it's very, very cool.
And I you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Excuse me. Tony, you're on.
Hey, greetings tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. How can I be of service to you this evening?
Yeah, I'd just like to get some insight on career. I just had an interview a few days ago. I was kind of curious to see how that would go and what was coming up in the future.
Uh-huh. Is this a job that you really want, or is this a job that you're getting because you need to get a job?
Probably the last one.
A job that you just need to get a job?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
it's not necessarily bad. It's just,
No. A lot of times what I find is when we're going through something, sometimes God will give us like a job that we can do easily.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not stressed out trying to learn something new and we have energy to devote elsewhere.
Right.
Okay, what he wants you to do is, I'm just forgetting how to say this. I used my Archangel Michael cards, and he's being very blunt with me to tell you to find, this is an okay job if you get it, but this is not your job, and you find the job that you're meant to have.
Hmm.
Don't worry about your work situation right now. Don't be overly concerned. Just kind of you've done your best. You've gone out and you've made your applications. You've done your interviews. You've done everything that you can. So now it's just sort of setting back and letting Michael do his thing with your career, because he's the archangel for life purpose. But he is being very upfront with me and saying, this is definitely not it, and there's something else for you. And
right.
I don't know whether – it's almost like you're Jonah. It's almost like he wants you to go this way, and you're going, no, I can't go this way, so I'm going to go this way. Then, you know, you get swallowed by the whale. I don't know if you're familiar with the Bible story or not. But,
oh, yeah, of course. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. I get the sense that you're a Jonah, and either the thing that it is your heart's desire, or the thing you kind of feel like you need to do is either – too scary, or you don't know how you'd ever handle it, or you don't know if it's just, you know, if it seems so grand and grandiose. But having the self-respect and knowing that you're worthy enough and good enough and smart enough and powerful enough to do this great work that Michael has for you.
Mm.
But if you get this job, great, but honey, it ain't it. It ain't it.
Right.
So if you can use it as a, you know, to pay your bills, but using positive thoughts to move you to where you want to go is what Michael needs you to do.
Okay.
And to know that whatever that thing is out there, that that's where you're meant to be.
Okay.
So you got more than you got more than you bargained for on that one, didn't you?
No, seriously,
I've never had Michael be so blunt with me and just say, no, that's not it. This is, and I don't know what it is, but I think you do. And if you don't, you will soon.
Yeah, I do believe I do.
Okay. He's saying that's where you need to be, and using positive thoughts, respecting yourself enough to know that that's where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
That and just kind of letting God and letting Michael help you get there, so you don't have to figure out all the odds and all the angles right now.
Mm. Okay, that's good to know. Just because a lot of times you're just trying to figure out, like, you know, how do you make all of these different, like, I guess leaps is the word I'll use, but, you know, sometimes it could get daunting that just by looking.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. That's why he's asking me to tell you to use positive thoughts, to use positive affirmations, and to know that you're good enough and that you're worthy enough that Michael and the angels will even help you get where you're supposed to go. I mean, Michael's the one that wants you there. He's the one that goes, no, he needs to be there. So all you have to do is avail yourself to that, and he'll do a lot of it. He and the angels will.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much. Definitely appreciate that.
You're welcome, my love. You have a blessed evening.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
All right. Lori, you're on.
Hey. Okay.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. How can I be in service to you this evening?
I just would like to know what the angels, you know, have for a message for me.
Okay. Just any message at all?
Yeah. I'm just kind of open. I know what I'm shooting for and what I'm trying to do in the near future. I just want to see if there's any guidance.
Okay, very good.
Message for me.
Oh, there's always messages. I'm using my angel therapy cards.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Very welcome. I just, I like it might give you a broader... Well, you're intuitive. So I'm certainly hoping that you're going to use that in your this new thing that you want to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've been noticing it more and more. I've been open to it more and more. It's kind of, it's pretty wonderful because I do love, though, using that is wonderful to help people.
Well, you have a natural gift for it. So this is a great time, I think, in this fall season to sort of be channeling new energy into this. I know that also there's concerns with, you know, you've got questions about home and career and finances and that kind of a thing. To only use, to be very positive and be very excited about what God has for you. I know that it's difficult because right at the base chakra is right where all of our material needs are. And it's sort of, if we're not grounded there, then the rest of the stuff just doesn't have a good foundation to stand on. So the angels are asking you to call them in more to help you shore up your base chakra so that you feel like even if everything's not flowing the way that you want it and it's manifesting physically for you, at least you know that, at least you know energetically and through your faith that God has it in his hands.
Right.
And you can also call on, and since you're a medium anyway, it may be very, very easy for you to hear the voices of other spiritual people that have lived before. So
I don't know if I do that.
Well, Jesus or Kuan Yin or Buddha or Gandhi or Mary.
That's Jesus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
These
Jesus
are,
for me.
Okay. Is another source of help. You know, another kind of, you think of God as a kind of like a diamond. Jesus is one of the facets, one of the things that really shine. So really align yourself with your belief in Christ as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that'll help. I know it's always helpful sometimes for me to think more of Jesus than God because God's just so good. And letting Jesus help me with some of my mundane home security type things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I get the sense that you may not be praying and asking as much as you could be.
Right. I do a lot of praying for others and not as much for myself and for where I'm going.
Okay, well,
but I do feel like he's got it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you do and you don't. There's a piece of you that kind of doesn't.
Right.
But that's
right.
Okay. That's okay because God can give you you know, help in that as well.
Right.
But your foundational piece is going to be taken care of. Go with your natural gifts, your natural spiritual gifts, and you'll send others.
Oh, thank you. Well, you definitely said what my biggest, I think, frustration would be is that everything that you go to do when you're in business and you're doing things and you're trying to grow, it always seems like every time you turn around and you feel like you've made progress, then something else comes up that takes money away that goes into somebody else's pocket. Every time it's like, oh my goodness. And so you think, okay, well, when will I be able to, help, I guess I do so much helping of others, but I'm thinking, okay, one of these days it should be a process of helping myself as well.
And maybe that's one of your life lessons. Maybe because you give so much away, maybe you're setting it up to where your money goes too.
Right. So just trying to help myself a little bit and not feel like I'm being selfish in doing so. And I'm ready to receive more so that I, but I look at it as if I can receive more, then I can give more.
Right. But you have to be able to keep enough for yourself and give out of that.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm kind of working on, too, in this whole process. But ultimately, it is about helping people and inspiring people and giving them hope and
mm-hmm.
laughter and joy and
mm-hmm.
getting excited about their own lives, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I want to do because I'm pretty content with, you know, what I've created and had help in creating, but would like to be a little more substantial on the financial end and then be able to go and execute what I feel that I'm being called to do.
Right. Well, you're being taught a lesson right now, so you need to be aware of the lesson, and part of that is
okay.
the outgo, okay?
Okay.
So just be aware of that. All right, sweetie?
All right. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Have
you have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And we're just wrapping up the show. Why don't you go ahead and give out your website and talk about the new special you have?
Absolutely. www.drconniesays.com. 20% off of my hour-long sessions. Please feel free if you have any questions to contact me at my email, drconniesays@gmail.com. So I'm really hoping that some of you guys chat up with me.
You've been listening to Dr. Connie and In the Arms of the Angels, which is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you missed any part of the show, you can get it off of the replays. And find out more about that and all the links and everything like that up on our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, Dr. Connie.
Good night, Mark. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night, everybody.